As we continue in Perek Lenaris in the sugyas of Kimle Bidraba Mine. And we had on yesterday's daf the second Mishnah in the Perek, the opposite of the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah was Elenaris Sheish Lehem Knas, and yesterday we had Elu She'en Lehem Knas. Who doesn't have a Knas? One of two types of women. Number one, if they are assumed not to be a Besula, meaning Giyores, Shvuya, and Shivcha, that were redeemed, freed, converted above 3 years old. So we assume something might have happened before they became fully Jewish and fully free. And therefore, there is no knas, because a knas requires nara bisula. And says the Rebbe, that was the first issue. And number two, haba albito albasbito, the second half of the Mishnah, are the people who are chayvim mises bezdin, and there is no knas for them because of kim le b'drabim mineh. Right, and that is agreed upon by all, even though there was machlokas about chayvim krisus in the first Mishnah, but chayvim mises bezdin is for sure, and it's learned out, the Mishnah quotes the pasuk of Eloya asona nosh yanesh, as the Gemara is going to relate to that pasuk. Fine. Then we had 2 days in the Gemara, whether the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which we glossed over, whether the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is parallel to the Shita of Rabbi Dosa elsewhere. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, don't include Shvuya on the list, because a Shvuya is lav dafka. We don't have to assume that she was Nivelis. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Harehi b'kdushasa avavisha gedola. You don't have to assume that she was Nivelis. You don't have the status given, like we saw the language of Tosfos yesterday. Asa'uha kibu'ula l'chol tvareha. We don't have that status according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then Rabbi Yochanan in the Mishnah says, that's exactly what Rabbi Dosa says. Rabbi Dosa says she could eat truma. So she could eat truma and lo paslam in a kahuna. And Rabbi Yochanan connects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita of Rabbi Dosa. And Rabba says, Lav Dafka, Rabba says you could say one without the other. Maybe here is different because Shalo Yehei Chote Niskar, you don't want the Ma'anis to get off scot-free, and that's why, even if you're not so sure whether what happened to her, you make him pay. Or the other case, maybe it's only Truma Drabanan, and that's why we would allow it. But regarding a status Daraisa, we wouldn't allow it. So Rabbi Yochanan says they're connected, and Rabba says maybe, maybe not. So that is what we are up to now after that rejection. Says the Gemara now, Visavar Rabbi Yehuda, fourth to last skinny line. Visavar Rabbi Yehuda b'kdushas ha-kaima. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that she is Bikdushasa by a Shvuya, and you assume she was not Nivelis. Is that true? Vatanya, but didn't we learn in the following Tosefta, in Yevamos, Hapodes HaShvuya. If someone, remember we have the Sugyas in Yevamos of Nit'an, if there are reasons to possibly believe that somebody is lying about a relationship, or maybe there was something prior, there was rumors before they got divorced, before Znus, etc. What about this case? Hapodes HaShvuya, if somebody goes and redeems a Shvuya, they pay money, they do the mitzvah of Pinyin Shvuyim. Yisa'ena, first opinion says that he can marry her, the one who did the Pinyon could redeem her. As the Gemara is going to say, we assume if he put in, he was mashkiya, so much money, so it must be that he knows that she's okay. And that's why he redeemed her. A part of why he redeemed her. Obviously, because it's just a mitzvah to redeem a fellow Jew too. But if he goes and then marries her, so we assume that. Meyid ba lo yisa'ena. But if he is the one that testifies, and the Havamina here we think means he does both, Meyid ba, Rashi says, kasaka daitach da'apodekoi. He's doing both. That if he's made by Shlo Nival Alovik Ochavim, he cannot marry her if he is a Kohen. Back to the Gemara. He cannot marry her because we assume that he's no Gebedover. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Benkach Ubenkach Lo Yisena. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if he's just Poda, he cannot marry her. So, Kasha. Right? Because we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds there that Lo Yisena, I thought Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Shvuya, is not, assumed to be Nivelis. So Agufa Kasha, Amarta Podes Ashvuya Yisa'ena. One minute, the first line of the Brisa says that if you're Podes Shvuya, he can marry her. The Hadar Tana Meid Balo Yisa'ena. And the next line says, and if he gives testimony about her, said he can't. Mishum de Meid Balo Yisa'ena. Because he went one step further, he's not believed. Sadi on the Sea on the Mishnah anyway. The Brisa anyway, right? The first line says, if he redeems her, fine. If he made about her, so why does that make it worse? So halokasha haki ka'amar. This is what the Tosefta means. Hapodes ashvuya umeyid ba yisa'ena. If he does both, so then he can marry her, because there you have a chazaka, a person wouldn't be mashkia and invest all the money to redeem unless he was sure. And therefore he's believed. Meyidba kidi lo yisena. But if he just is meyidba without spending the money of redeeming her, so then not, as Rashi says, shem einav nasanba. There's a reason to think that maybe he's just being meyidba because he wants to live with her, he wants to marry her. So that's the pshat of the Tosefta. So now the Gemara asks its question. Mikamakam kasha Rabbi Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that he's not believed about her, and she's where we have a chash that she was neveles in our Mishnah, Harei Hu Biktushasa. We don't assume anything happened. So kasha Rabbi Yehuda. So answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa. Eima Rabbi Yehuda Omer Benkach Uvenkach Yisaena. So first answer is, switch the word of the Raisa. Take out the word lo. Right? Always an easy answer. Right? Yisaena. Is it a chisurei mechzera? Is it you have to change something. Second answer, Rafuna Bridge of Yeshua Amar Lo Olam Kidiktani. Really, it's like we said, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yisa'ena, if it's just made. But Rabbi Yehuda L'Devrei and Durabana Kamar Lahu. And Rabbi Yehuda is not expressing his own shita. He is just saying, L'Shita'scha. According to your opinion, you should at least agree with the following. Meaning, this is how we should understand. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yehuda is saying implicitly, Benkachu Benkach Yisa'ena, he should be able to marry her, because I don't think there is a problem with the Shvuya. Elo lididchu, but according to you, you think there's a problem? Benkachu Benkach Lo Yisa'ena Miboyle. It should be, so you're worried, so you should always be worried. And she should never be able to marry a Kohen. Remember, we've had many times, Mala also B'yuchsin, right? You can't take your chances when it comes to the lineage of a Kohen. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says to them, I don't think you should have any differences. V'rabbanon, and how would the Rabbanon answer back? Hapo, that's a shvuya made by Yisa ena lo shadi in a shuzi b'chti. A person doesn't throw his money away for nothing, and therefore, if he invested the money, we assume that he is telling the truth. Right, similar to what we had back in the first parak, Chazaka ein adam torech besudo mafsida. A person, a husband, wouldn't come to court right after finding besulim and a lie that he didn't find besulim if he just spent so much money on a wedding. So a person doesn't do that. Right, so that's what we, even though we know people do mitzvos, etc. But in this case, for a specific person, so we assume that there is a vested interest as well. So a person wouldn't throw money b'chdi, and therefore if he was poda and Mayid, so then he would be believed. Mayid ba kidi, but if he was just Mayid lo yisa'ena, shema einav nasan ba, then it wouldn't be allowed. Keep in mind, the bottom Tosas in Mikomakom says that all these questions that we're asking in the Gemara now probably follow the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, because according to Rabba, remember he brought in that there are other factors why that Rabbi Yehuda might have a svara of shvuya bikdushasa. Right, there might be other factors of shelo yehechotei niskar, and you want people to marry her. So if you have that type of Rabbi Yehuda opinion, that there's a lot of other issues involved, it's not just purely harehu bikdushasa, so then you can answer a lot of these questions that every case has another factor. The question, Tosfos says, is on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan just says straight, the first day, putting Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa together, that it is believability that she has that nothing happened. So that's these questions are on that day. Okay, now let's getting back to our daf. Rami Le Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Rav Yosef. So we have the question on the following. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda b'kdushasa kaima. So again, same question. Does Rabbi Yehuda assume that b'kdushasa nothing happened in the state of Shvuya v'atanya? What about the following? Hagioresh in his gaira v'ras adam. A gioresh, that converts. It should be called a gioresh. We don't say nachresh in his gaira. We should say nachresh. What do you mean? A convert that converts? A non-Jew that converts. Right, just like we say, Gerish and his Geyer, Kakat and Shinola dummy. A Ger, that's this Geyer. It's a Goish and his Geyer. Why is it called a Gerish and his Geyer? The answer that the Bali Machshava say, that because we retroactively, I don't know if it's Lamafreya, Lamafreya, or Mekana Lahava, Lamafreya, but retroactively we could view this person as always being earmarked to become a Jew. Maybe their neshamas were at Har Sinai, right, whatever it is. So it's already Gerish and his Geyer. It's already, in this case, the Giyorish and his Geyra. It's lav that it's a totally nachris. They already had that special quality about them in order to be Nistofe Iftachas Kanfei Ashchina. That's just in that word. So the Brisa says, a Giyorish that converts and then sees Dam. What's the issue? We know the first Mishnah tells us in Maseches Nida that when a woman sees dam, on a Durabana level, we move back her status. On a Daraisa level, she sees dam now, she becomes a Nida now. But on a Durabana level, in the days of Tumah V'Tahara, Napizman Hazeh, in the days of Tumah V'Tahara, there was Shammai, there was Hillel, all different days, about how far you go back to say, well, if she touched a carbon an hour ago, maybe the dam had already left her uterus by that time. It was already in the Prizdar, so she was already Tamei. So do we have to be worried about that? Or do we say, Chazakah, it came out now, so the dam just came out. How far do you go back? So Midrabanan, there's a discussion there. Do you go back to the last time she checked? She did an internal exam, Mipkita Lepkita. Or do you go back 24 hours? Meis Leis. Right? Didin Xeris Drabanan? Because of the worry that she touched Taros in the middle when she was already Tameh. That's Drabanan. Says the Brisa here. But if she converted and then she sees Dam, those Xeris don't apply. You don't go backwards. You don't say, oh, maybe she saw Dam when she was a non-Jew. Right? So don't say that. So Giorish and his Gaira Brasa Dam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Daya Shaita. Rabbi Yehuda says, right now, Daya Shaita, you don't go back at all. Why? So Rashi explains. Well, when she was a non-Jew, then her blood is not Matame anyway. There's a Gzera Drabanan, separate Gzera Drabanan, that all non-Jews have a Tumah. But the Tumah of Damnida, the Tumah of Damnida does not apply to a non-Jew. So once you can't go back 24 hours, so go back 4 hours since you went to the mikvah, since you became Jewish. Now, once that kind of drabana doesn't apply, and you can't do the regular going back to the last bedikah or the last meis leis, so you don't go back at all. That's Rashi explaining Rabbi Yehuda, right? Daya shaita, it's enough the time that she checks right now. See, Rashi explains what we just said. V'lo gazru ba tumas meis leis. Latami taris shenoga bohen mishas tfila chas re'iyah. You're not gozer tumah for the hours since she became a Jew. Why? To hafila yasadam zemeyasmo. Even if it went out yesterday in kosle besarechem, halo dam kinan is kedam behema. Meaning halachically it's not metame. V'yim tomar shema necha shema misha tavla nekar v'yatsa miyad. Right? Maybe go back to at least when she became Jewish. Tumah lamafreya derabanan hi. The whole world is Drabanan. So we say, it's a package. We're not going to have a permutation a little different than the regular din. V'hecha dika l'migzar me'eis leis sholem gozer mi'pikita l'pikita. V'hecha de lo gozer me'eis leis lo gozer mi'pikita l'pikita. If you can have the din, apply, fine. If not, you say it doesn't work. So that's Rabbi Yehuda, Daya Shaita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Harehi Kachol Hanashim, Umetame Me'ez La'ez, Umipkita La'pikita. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you do go back. You do go back. Tosfos says, it's not Dafka Me'ez La'ez, it just means, Tosfos says it's Lav Dafka, it just means Bishas Geiris. Right, Tosfos and Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Dafka Me'ez La'ez, Ela Klomar Betores Me'ez La'ez, Metame Mishen is Geira. Within the last 24 hours, you go back. So that's the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. So far, that has nothing to do with us. Right, but that's the Machlokes going back. Before we get to the second half of the Braisa, there is a discussion of Rabbi Kiva Eger right here. Kiva Eger asks, why does Rashi have to go into the whole discussion of, oh, you can't have the whole Gzera, so you don't have half a Gzera? I have a simpler answer. Why your Makel, says Rabbi Kiva Eger? Sex Veka. Sex Veka. What's Sex Veka? Tepek Ledavi Sex Veka. Shema Rasa La Achar Shenaga Bitaharos. Maybe she only became a Nida after she touched the Taros, and even if you want to say it was before, maybe it was when she was not Jewish. And therefore, says Ikas Sveksveka Lahatir, Vitzarech Iyun. Rabbi Kiva Eger does not answer the Kasha, right? Why don't you say Sveksveka Lakula in this case? Says Rabbi Yashiv in the Haaris here, he says, I think the following answer. And that is, you don't say Sveksveka Lakula in a case where the whole din is based on a Suffolk. You're machmir, even though we know it's a suffik. You're still machmir. When do you say sex feka? If there's a din vadai, something's usser, and you have a double suffik, well, maybe it's not, and then maybe it's not. Two questions you could ask, as we discussed back in the beginning of the Masechta, the mechanics of sex feka. But if you have a case where the Rabbanim made a din in a case of a suffik that you have to assume usser, so then you don't say sex feka lakula. For example, he quotes two svekas, two contexts. Bedikas chametz, nyana dioma. Right, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. So he says, the din of B'dikas Chametz. You're not sure if there's Chametz in there. Okay, so it's a makam shemachrisim bo chametz. But it's a suffix whether there's chametz in there or not. So you have a chiv to do b'tikas chametz. So what's that? That's a din that's nitkan ala suffix. The gam b'makam sheish svek sveka lahavdir mikol makam tzorach b'tika. What if you have a svek sveka that no chametz? I'm not sure if there was any food. It's a makam shemachrisim bo chametz. I'm not sure if there's any food. And even if there was food, maybe I swept it out when I cleaned the room last week. Right, whatever the case, some type of svek sveka. He says, you don't say that there. Omishum tahare midina lo havi makam klala b'tika. Really, there shouldn't be a chiyuv if you're not sure. V'chotin b'tika zeo takanas chachamim, tiyish lachshosh l'safik, v'kivin shekein, mali chadha sveka, mali shvei sveke. One example, right, that if the din is nitkan ala safik, we don't say otherwise. Or, demai. What about demai? Rov ameyar is ma'asrin hain. Right, we discussed this back in the second parak. But there's a chiyev to be ma'asr d'mai. So what if you say, oh, if there's a sex sveka that the person took off shumas and ma'asrus? No, you don't say that by d'mai. He quotes a kesef mishnah regarding d'mai. Da'afilu sheish sex sveka lahatir tzorach la'asir. So if you have a din that's nitkan based on a suffik, you don't have the heterim of svek sveka. Right? And that he said, al derach zeh, yish lomar nami, hacha, shere midina, kolan hashem dayin shaitan. Really, all women should only become tameh from the moment they find the dam. Ela tachachamim hichmiru. Tachamar machmir, v'yim kein mali chatzavik mali shrei sveke. Should go backwards. Why should it? Umishem hachi, that's why Rashi has to say the other reason of, because you don't have the full din, so that's why you're not going to have the half a din. Okay, so that is two days. Again, there are other examples of this, but we'll leave it for now. So the Kesef Mishnah by Ksamim, but we'll leave it. Okay, let's get to that. That's the first half of the Braisa. Then we get to the second half of the Braisa, which is why this is brought here. Vitzricha, remember we're about to quote a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah holds that a shvuya, you could assume nothing happened. Bikdushasa kaima. So we're asking a couple of questions on that opinion. So the Gemara says now, Vitzricha lahantin gimel chadashim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, after a woman converts, or, you know, similar cases, she's not allowed to get married for 3 months. Because you want to know who's the father of this baby, right? Is this a Jewish father? Is this not a Jewish father? And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says to be choshesh, what's called havchana, as we have even within two Jews, right? A woman's not allowed to get married until 3 months later, and we parallel even lamaisa, we parallel chalitza. When Ashkenazim do chalitza, not yibum, Sfaradim might even do yibum, as we discussed, but chalitza is done on day 91. After the death. It's not done earlier, because we parallel chalitza to when a marriage would be able to take place, and therefore we wait 3 months because of the din of havchana. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in this case, you have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi matir li'ares v'linase miyad. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, we're not worried. We're not worried. So, ask the Gemara, 1 second, I thought nothing happens. Right, that's the question that we have. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the case of giyores, shvuya, we don't assume anything happens, and in this case, we assume something happened. So again, the obvious answer is going to be said in a minute, but we're comparing our Mishnah's case, which is about Shavuya, and the Bryce's case, which is about Gioris. Right, that's going to be the answer. But again, we're assuming in both cases, Rabbi Yehuda says here something happened, and they're not. So Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef answers, Gioris HaShavuya Karamis, there's a big difference. Gioris Lo Mintra Nafsha. A Gioris doesn't watch herself, what, she knows she's going to become Jewish? Right, and the next day she's guarding herself? No, she's a non-Jew. But Shvuya Mitra Nafcha, she's hoping every day that she's going to get redeemed, and therefore she guards herself to knowing that she will get redeemed and hopefully marry a Kohen, v'chulu, in any of the possibilities. Tosfos also notes here, in Shvuya, what about a Ketana? What about a Ketana? Rabbi Yehuda also has a Ketana is Shomeres Nafcha. A Ketana knows how to guard herself. So, says Tosfos, Mimanefshach, you're okay. If it's such a young girl that doesn't know what's going on, then they're not going to be interested in her. And the second that she gets old enough that they would be interested in her, she's Yodas Lishmaro Atzma. That's Tosa says, yeah, that's what Rabbi Yehuda would have to say. The end of Tosa Shvuya. The Ketana Lagamre Ena Moseres Atzma Labiya. Ukshi Moseres Atzma Labiya, Ksas Hibas Das V'Yodas Lishmaro Atzma. You don't have that middle status, right? Usually we use that middle status in the Yichud room. If there's a Chupas Nida, we get a child who is not old enough to have any taiva, but young enough to, you know, not to, to old enough to know what's going on. So that's what we have, about 6 years old or so, that we put them in here. But Tosa says there's only two ages, period. Okay, says the Gemara, Varami Shvuya Shvuya, So Shvuya and Giyaris is not a stira. I'll ask you a problem of Shvuya to Shvuya. The Tanya, the following brisa says, HaGiyaris vashvuya vashivcha. In all these cases, so Shvuya, Srichos Lahantin, Gimachadosh, and Div Rabbi Yehuda, there's the Stira. Rabbi Yehuda says that even by Shvuya, you have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi, Matir Le Ares Vilinasimiyad. So that's a tough question. Because that's Mamish about a Shvuya. Our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Biktushasa Kaima. And here, you have to wait 3 months. So Ishtik, so he didn't have an answer to that one. Amr Le Midi Shami Lecha Bahasi, he asked him back, oh, so do you have an answer? So Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes, Shera'u HaShenivala. Really, the case in our Mishnah is that you didn't see anything, so you could assume Biktushasa Kaima. But there in the Brisa, it's Re'u HaShenivala. That's why you have to be nervous. So, I Hachi, my time with Rav Yossi. If it's Re'u HaShenivala, so how could Rav Yossi say, you don't have to wait 3 months? If you know there was a Maisa Bio that heals the concept of Avchana, so why wouldn't he say you have to wait? Amar Rabba, Kasava Rav Yossi, Isha Mizane, Mishameshes B'moch. Kishalo Tisaber. A woman who is Mizane does not want to become pregnant. She does all that she can not to become pregnant. And therefore, we can assume in this case, Rav Yossi says you don't have to wait 3 months. Because she was Motzi the Zera and made sure that she didn't become pregnant. Rashi here, again, there's a discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi here quotes, what's Mishameshes B'moch? La'achar Bia. Rashi says she does something. Rashi says, "Bishameshes b'moch, nosenes moch la'achar be'ila v'sho'eves hazera." Right, the big shaila, is this a type of birth control pre-bia, inserting something, or after bia? Rashi says this is after bia. This came up once or twice already in Yevamos, in terms of the gimel nashim shemishamshos b'moch, that the Chazal assumed was dangerous for them to get pregnant. The ketana, muberes, menika. So we discussed that then as well. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Remember this brisa here is talking about three women, Gioris, Shvuya, and Shivcha, and we just said that Rabbi Yossi says, well, they make sure they don't become pregnant. So Bishlama, Gioris, fine, Gioris, I understand, even if she has a maaser bia beforehand, she doesn't want to become pregnant, kiva de daita le'igiyure mintaranafsha. She's already possibly thinking about becoming Jewish, so she does not want to be pregnant from her non-Jewish husband, and therefore she will make sure she doesn't become pregnant. Shvuya nami delo yada hecha mamtila. So also Shvuya, we assume she wants to be redeemed as quickly as possible in any day, so she's also. So Shivcha nami deshama mipimara, also a Shivcha, possibly. If she overhears that she's going to become free. But Ella, but there's another case of Shivcha Shenishtachara. What's that case? Yotza B'Shein V'Ayin. We know it's a Din Daraisa, that a Shivcha Kananis goes out if the master, if the Adon, does something to her tooth, to her eye. So in that case, the Chora, that's included in the Mishnah too, Michael and Meymar, she has no concept of going free. So, as with the Gemara says elsewhere, Avda Behefkeira Nichalei, right, they like to be free, right? It's a different type of hefker. And in Yana Diyoma, we celebrate on Pesach night that we became Avde Hashem. That's not Avda Behefker Nichalei, right? That's Ein Lecha Ben Chorin Elamishi Asok Batorah, right? We were celebrating that we became Avde Hashem. But the other type of concept of Avdus in the world, Avda Behefker Nichalei, like the Mara says in Gittin, so here too. So why does Reb Yossi say that even in that case you wouldn't have to wait 3 months? But she probably had a Maisa Bia, and she might be pregnant, and therefore, why aren't we worried? And if you want to say, well, wouldn't be included. Reb Yossi would agree in those cases they have to wait 3 months, called them a Mela. Any case where she wouldn't be focusing on it, then you wouldn't have to wait, that's not true. Hare anusu mafute. Some take out the Gersa mafute, but anusu mafute de Mela. Right, that's a case where she's unprepared. Right, she's in the middle, and all of a sudden she's nanas, rachman alitzlan. So she doesn't have the moch with her at that time, and the assumption is you gotta get it in there pretty quickly. And it says, Vitanya, anusum afut, etzrikos lahan de gimel chadashim, div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, mater le aris le nasim yad. So even there Rabbi Yossi says that you don't have to have the 3 months of avchana. So, what's Rabbi Yossi svara? Say, Elam Araba. No! Rabbi Yossi would say there's another way to practice birth control. Even without the moch. Ksava, Rabbi Yossi, Isha Mizana Mitapeches, Kedesh Lotis Aver. She could flip over, she could have the Zera drip out of her somehow, Right, so even if she's ne'anas, we could say that she wouldn't want to become pregnant, and therefore, that's what we could assume. Rashi has the lashon of kulan osos kain. It's very common that this is done for women who want to become pregnant. I'm not exactly sure how this works bizman hazeh. Could solve a lot of issues that this is possible, but it's just generally, Rabbi Yossi says, at least in the Talmudic era, this was able to be done, an effective way of birth control. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says, in all these cases, you don't have to wait. V'idach, what about Rabbi Yehuda? If everybody does this, why is he worried? Chayshina, lo, shem, lo, nefcha, yafa, yafa. No, maybe it won't be done well. And if it's not done well, then they could be pregnant, and therefore, we have to be nervous. Is there any issue of hashchasa zera levatala in these cases? That's a question. The Sharman Siyana Balacha here quotes Achronim, quotes the Or Gadol, and wonders, is there any shaila in any of these cases of Shvuya or Anusa or any of these cases of hashchasa zera levatala, which we know the Mishnah and Gemara have a lot to say. Beginning of the second parak in Maseches Nida, right? The Mishnah says there in the beginning of parak Kol Hayad. That's why it's called Kol Hayad. Kol Hayad Hamarbe Livdot Benashim Mishubachas Ubaanashim Tikatzeitz. Any hand, literally, Hamarbe Livdot Benashim, meaning a woman who does bedikos in the times of Tumah V'Tahara, not Bizman Hazeh, in the times of Tumah V'Tahara, so it's great because she's always aware whether she's Tameh or Tahar, and that would limit the Tumah. Limit the Tumah. If she does a bedika, and then 10 minutes later she becomes a Nida, then we won't have to be metame everything beforehand. So it's a great thing. Kalamarba lived up in bedikos by a women mishubachas. Ba'anashim tikatzitz. A man, touching himself in a place which is inappropriate, so that's terrible. Tikatzitz, because that's a kalita ashkasa zer levatala. So that's a big discussion there. Dafid Gimel Amad Aleph. Kalamoti zer levatala chayiv misa. Kilu shofich damim. Kilu over nevaris kachavim. The Gemara Chazals have a lot to say on Amad Aleph there. There is a major machlok, as we've shown him, whether women are mitzuva in the Isra of Hashchasa Zer Levatala. And the root of the issue being, is it connected to Puravu? That's what Tosfos says in the little Tosfos Yeshanim here on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Nida. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam says, a woman is not mitzuva on Hashchasa Zer Levatala because she's not mitzuva in Puravu. And that's discussed by all the Rishonim. That's Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Are women mitzuva in this? So that's the question here. Right? Is there any issue of after the woman is with a man, is there a problem? So the Achronim say, the Sharman Siyana Balacha quotes the Or Gadol. Well, in this case, there's no issue. If a husband and wife are together naturally and it's normal, so then there could be an issue of Hashchasa Levatala. But here, in a case where it's against her will, where it's a case of Anusa, where it's a case of Shvuya, those cases, of course not. The Davka Zereshin is Rebbe Hefter, Ubert Sona Asura Lahashkis. Even if you want to say against Rabbi Nutam, then a woman is Mitsuve, and Ashkasa Zera Lavatala, Zereshin is Rebbe Be'isser Vishlolert Sona, Ainim Shubedas Lachsuk Ba'azera. She has no responsibility to that Zera, and therefore, it is not a problem in this, in these cases. Again, that's a big, big sugya that, we're not gonna get into now a little bit. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this. If you saw one more makar in Hilchas Nida, in the end of Kuf Tzadik Vav, he discusses this in terms of he quotes that there was a minog in the days of in earlier days that women wouldn't go to the Beis Hamerchat. They wouldn't take a bath for a couple of days after being with their husbands because that could do something to the zera. According to our medical knowledge, once the right, we have ba'ambati in the days of the old, but if there's a regular maisa bia between a husband and a wife, the minog is, we don't have such a minog. I'm not taking a bath, I'm not taking a shower in all those cases, because we assume that the zera gets in and doesn't come out unless you use some other type of protection. Okay, let's continue. Shene emar, v'lo ye ason anoshi anesh, says the Mishnah that if somebody is chayav misa, in these cases of Misa and Mamon, Habal Bito, and the other Chayvi Misa's Bezdin, there is no Knas because of Kim Lebed Rabbi Rine, and the Pasuk quoted, Shalo Yason Anosh Yeyanesh. Good. Says the Gemara, Bahameacha Nafka, Mehasa Nafka. Why does the Mishnah quote this Pasuk? There's another Pasuk, as we've mentioned already. There are two Psukim about Kim Le. Kidei Rishaso. Right, you punish the perpetrator, the Pasuk says in Kiseitse, according to his wickedness. Mishum Risha Achas, Ata Machaivo, V'yat Machaivo, Mishum Shnei Rishayos. You only give him one punishment, not two punishments. So the Gemara, answers, Chada, B'misa u'mamon, b'chadu b'malchus u'mamon. Two kimleis. One by misa u'mamon, one by malchus u'mamon. Rebbe Yashiv just asks a question here. He tries to answer it. He says, according to Reb Chaim, I don't really understand the question. Here's a quote of Reb Chaim. But he says, according to the Achronim that say that there's a fundamental difference between these two Makoros of Kedei Rish Aso and V'lo Yason, then the Gemara's question of, aren't they the same, is a little more difficult. What does Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says, quoted in many Svarim, but I'll quote it to you from the Gracha Lashas, as we've discussed, Misa and Mamon might be a din of Maisim. Malkus and Mamon could be a din of implementation of Onshim. You even get that feel from the sound of the Psukim. Mishum Risha Achas Atam Machaivo. Sounds like a din in Bezdin. Bezdin could only give one punishment. That's what Kedei Rish Aso sounds like. And that's Malkus and Mamon. Bezdin can only implement one punishment. And maybe, if the one punishment is not given, they give the other punishment. And maybe, like by Chol v'Chavero, if the Torah is Machadish to give Mamon, then Mamon beats Malkus. Because it's just a din of, you only give one. Misa and Mamon, v'lo yason, that has nothing to do with Bezdin. That has to do with defining the act. The act is defined as one that's Maisa HaMachayeves Misa. And therefore, even with Tana de Bechizkia, you know, even Shogeg, you're still not going to be Chayev Mamon. Because the action, we don't relate to the fact that your action was also Mechayev Mamon. That totally is obliterated in terms of the halachic definition of the action. So one's about actions, one's about Onshim. Says Reb Chaim, Dine be'emes ika nafkamina ben Chayev Malkus u'mamon l'Chayev Misa u'mamon. The Chayev Misa havik zeres akasev. Dim ason yiyeh lo yeyanesh. Favik zeres akasev de misa poteres mamon. Misa redefined. Masha'ekin b'chayvi malchus having a drasha di'at b'chayv ashtei rishayos. Imkein shravayu patri ahadodi. Malchus mi mamon u'mamon mi malchus. Elo de lo yadinan eza onesh dischayev. One's not stronger than the other one, it's just that you can only do one. So, you don't know which one. V'alzeh, that's why the Pasuk says, right, the next Pasuk, Arboim Yakenu, you give the Malkus. But in Echinami, if there's a Xeris Akasta that you would get Mamon, you get the Mamon. That's a very different type of Kimlei. So, Rebbe Yashiv here in the Aris just discusses, according to that type of Reb Chaim, you'd have to work a little harder to know exactly what the question of the Gemara here is. Unless you say that's part of what the Maskana is. Right, that's what the Maskana is. But either way, it says the Gemara B'tzricha. You need both of them. If you only had Misa and Mamon, so maybe that's where Kimlei applies, because there's such a, this Iba Neshama, he killed somebody. So obviously the Mamon is wiped away. But Malkus and Mamon, we didn't do such a defining action. Maybe you'd have both. Maybe you didn't get two punishments. V'yashmina malchus u'mamon. And if you only had the other one, mishum de lo chamer isurei. So maybe there, he didn't do something so bad, so he'd only get one punishment. Avol misu u'mamon de chamer isurei. But by miso, where he did something so terrible, so pile it on. Emolo, maybe you don't say kimlein, it should be chayev two punishments. Tzricha, that's why you have both. Tosus discusses on the bottom, why don't you learn it? Why don't you just have one of them and learn it from Xera Shava, as we had earlier, Russia and Russia. Again, it's important. Tosus deals with the other Makar. Weiter. Ule Rebbe Meir, last line, to Amar Lokium Mushalem, Tarti Lamali, according to Rebbe Meir, who we had earlier in the Perek, that says there is no Kimlei by Malkus and Mamon both. Remember, that was one of the answers to the Steer of the Mishnayos. The Mishnah in Ksubis and the Mishnah in Makos. So one answer was, we had Machlokes, Rabbi Shlokes, and Rabbi Yochanan. One answer was, it's Rabbi Meir Shita. You chai both. One's Knas, and one's Mamon. No problem. So according to that, so what does he do with the other Pasuk? So Chada b'misu Mamon, v'chada b'misa u'malkus. Right? No Malkus and Mamon. There's no Kimlei there. Both by Misa. Misa and Mamon. Misa and Malkus. V'tzricha, and I need two sources to tell me that halacha of Kimlei. Why? If I only had Misa and Mamon, Mishum dechada begufe vechada mamamone. That's why the Gemara here is going to use the exact opposite logic in the Havaminas in the next two steps. So first, we have this line. Why do you say Misa and Mamon would have Kimlei? Because that's two totally separate onshim. One's in the body, one's physical, and one's financial. So there, lo avdina, that we don't do. We're not going to punish you in two different ways. Avol Misa u'Malkus de'idi v'idi begufei, but by Misa and Malkus, where it's the same recipient, they're both physical, Ema Misa Arichtahi. Maybe, you know, starting to whip him and then killing him, it's one long process. See, but we wouldn't say Kimle there, right? We say even elsewhere, we say Malkus B'Makamisa Omedes in a Gemara Sanhedrin in terms of how many Dayanim you need for Malkus, right? We have a line in Rishonim relating to Hilchos Shabbos, Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palga. What's the difference between killing him partially or fully? So there is an affinity between Malkus and Misa. So here too, is maybe it's one package, and therefore we wouldn't say Kimle there. The Yeshmina Misa Malkus, and if you only had that one, so maybe that's where you do say Kimle. The Tati Begufe, Lo Avdinan, you're not going to give him two punishments of the same type. But what if it's two different recipients, one's financial and one's physical, then maybe you would say Kimle Tzricha. So that is why you need both psukim. Period. So now the Gemara goes into, well, we have another couple of psukim that need darshaning. First, the pasuk in the end of Sefer Bamidbar. Velosikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach. Do not take payment for a murderer. Do not take payment for a murderer. Lamali. What's the havamina? The havamina here is, maybe that means, if you're killing somebody, don't make him pay also. That's what we think the Gemara, the pasuk means. So that's another pasuk for Kimle. What do you need that one for? Says the Gemara, no, we're misunderstanding. To Amar Achmana, no, the pasuk means as follows. Lo tishko mamona minei v'tiftere miktala. Don't take money from him and potter him from getting killed. Meaning, don't think that he could pay his way out of getting killed. Right, that is the first pasuk. Go to the next one, and then we'll talk about that one. Lo sikhu kofer lanusa l'miklato lamali. What about the next pasuk? They're both over there. Don't take payment if he's chayev galus. So, again, isn't that saying that, you know, no two punishments? The Gemara says, no. Damar Achmana, lo tishko mamona minei v'tiftri min galus. Don't take money from him instead of forcing him to go to galus. Right, those are two losases in the Torah. Those aren't just mitzias. Those are two of the last two losases in Sefer Bamidbar. In the Sefer Achinuch, mitzvah 412 and 413, Taf Yud Beis, Taf Yud Gimel, Taf Yud Beis, Shlo Nikach Kofer Latzil Mimavas Arotzeach, Shlo Nikach Kofer, Klomar, Pidyon, V'afilu Kol Mamon Sheba Olam, Lahatzil Nefesh Arotzeach, Shlo Lahargo. Even if the murderer offers us $40 million, it doesn't matter, you kill him. Shenemar V'losichu Kofer Nefesh Arotzeach. What's the svara behind that? So the Chinuch says, Shoresh mitzvah zu yadua, shim hirshu adonai haaretz likakofer miyad arotzeach. If you would take this, nimsa shekal agadam echaveiro v'ashir bimenu, anybody who's rich, there's no limits. Yehar agenu im yecher apola v'yitin kofro. Right? The whole judicial system would fall apart if you could accept the money instead. So therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that is usher, right? What's the havamina? The Sharm Siyan of Halacha here even adds, well, you might say if he gives all his money, and ani chashav kames. So that's why, what, you're just going to accept some of his money? Of course not! But what if he gives all his money, and he's like one of the four people that are chashav and kames? Mitzora, in lobanim, ani, and suma, right? The four people that are chashav kames. So maybe there, that's the havamina. Kamashvan, it's not good enough. Kamashvan, it's not good enough. If you look in Tam Ladas, two other messages. Tam Ladas of Sternbach writes, it's not just an idea that people on Beis Din, but the message is that people shouldn't think that they could cover up their averos with just doing mitzvos. You got to do tshuva for your averos, right? We think, he says, Venera, the kavanas pasik zed the valahoros la Russia shelo yedame beli. You can't just do ase tov. You got to do sur meira. Ki lo yadame belibo sheyachol hu lechaper al cheto bitztaka v'lo yifta atzmo mimisa benesinas kol eli nevayas litztaka rak b'tshuva shlema. And he says, ein ha-mitzvah mechabe aveira. You gotta get rid of the aveira. V'akol lefi ha-cheshbon ve'in adam yachol lechaper al cheto b'shum kofer sheba'olam af lo shocha de-mitzvah. Right, you gotta do tshuva. If I steal a lot of money, so it doesn't mean I could just give it to a yeshiva and then I'm putter. No, that doesn't solve the problem, right? Yeah, we have to fix what we did. Usually sur meira and then asay tov. Once in a while, you're allowed to do it out of order. For example, at the seder, right? Kadesh and then urchatz, as the Bali Machshava say. You could just jump in. You're still gonna have to urchatz. You're gonna have to wash your hands of all of the dirtiness. But the Seder night, you're allowed to go a little out of order, but it doesn't say you don't have to do it. It's not Urchas then Kaddish, it's Kaddish then Urchas. Okay, out there are Drush. But there's another idea also, where the Zayim LaTorah says, put it into perspective. Rachmanu Islam, let's say somebody killed. Somebody killed, and now there are orphans there. Let's say the second time. Let's say he did it by accident. Let's say it's Galus, right, which is the second Isser. Shloni got Kofar, Tafyud Gimel. Says the Azraim LaTorah, let me play out the situation. Somebody killed by accident. He's a very rich guy. The victim is very poor. And now, you know, let's say the father, he killed the father. Now there are orphans. They're not going to have anybody to support them. This guy says, I will, I know I killed, it was an accident. I will take care of them for the next 30 years. I will be mefarnes them. I will put them through college. I will do everything to them. I'm going to set up a fund for them. So yeah, that's not so bad. You think about it. You know, what's so crazy about that? Says the Torah, v'lo siklu kofer. Still, you don't say that. Ma betza ki amisu es harotzeach v'yisomim yiravu lalechem tov lekabel me'aretzach kofer nefesh ulefarnes mizes yiladav shel harug. The Torah says no. Russia neged kol min enoshi v'lo rak neged anirtzach v'meila mos yumas. Sorry, right? Even though misvara, you might think it makes sense. But it is not something, maybe civil law might do something like that, but in terms of, the Torah wouldn't be against taking his money also. But in terms of, chi of Misa, you know, that is something different. It's interestingly just related, it's the same Azayim HaTorah we mentioned in the Parsha Shir about 5 years ago, the Azayim HaTorah in Parsha's bow, where the Chazal say, based on the pasuk of Daber Na Ba'aznei Ha'am, Hashem tells Moshe, please, you know, tell the people to take riches out, because I don't want Avram Avinu telling me that I kept the promise of Va'avada Ve'inu Osam, but Va'achrein Yisir Brachush Gadol, you know, I didn't keep that promise. So it's based on the pasuk in Parshas Bo and Perek Yudal pasuk base, right? Brachas Daftes. Daber Na, please. What do you mean, please? You have to make sure to tell them. Why wouldn't they want to take all the riches? So says the Azayim LaTorah that we didn't understand this Chazal for thousands of years until this generation, until we have what's called German reparations. He says, and there's a whole machlokas. You know, some people say, yeah, take it whatever you can get from these Germans. They stole everything. And the other view is that I'm not taking a cent from them. They're going to think that giving all of this is going to give them a feeling of, okay, Potter, we're good now. We've washed our hands. I'm not taking a cent from them. I don't want the German blood-stained money, even if it happened to be the Jews originally. So it's a machlokes. So says the machlokes in what survivors, Rahman al-Islam, you know, think about and want to do. But says Azayim HaTorah, that's exactly what must have happened in Egypt. Right, they've been there for 200 years, 210 years, and now Moshe says, take everything from them. I'm not taking, they're going to think, oh, okay, take. They're going to think that they have a turnout, they have a kapara. So there must have been a machlokas. That's why Hashem says, tell Moshe, convince them to take it. I promised Avram Avinu. It's all from the divine plan. So take it. Have them. So that's also related to taking money for kofar instead of going through the regular. They got punished anyway. So I don't think they have to worry about something instead of. Okay. Weiter. So we have two psukim that we had a havamina relate to Kimle, but we say no, it just means don't take payment instead of galus or misa. So now the Gemara says, Vitzrichi, what do you need? What do you need two psukim for? One to say, don't take money from somebody you killed b'mezid, and the other, don't take money from somebody you killed b'shogeg. Vitzrichi, you need both. Yeshmin and mezid, if I only have the pasuk by mezid, Mishum de Chamir Isure. Fine there. I'm not going to accept money because he killed on purpose. I will shogeg de lo Chamir Isure emalo, but by shogeg, where it's not so Chamir, maybe not. Ve'i Yashmin on shogeg. And if you say shogeg, that's where you don't take money. Mishum de Leke Ibn Neshama, because what's the risk? Nobody else is getting killed here. So, you know, don't take the money, send them to Golos. Aval Mezid Ike Ibn Neshama, but by Mezid, what, you're going to kill somebody else now? Take money instead. Aim Allah, maybe you wouldn't. Tzricha. So that's why you need both. You need both psukim, period. Viter. Another pasuk. V'la'aretz lo yichupar l'dam asher shupach b'akim b'dam shofcho. By a murderer, the land will not get a kapara until you kill the person. So lamali. Again, it sounds like the same kind of idea. You know, the land is not going to get a kapara until you kill. Meaning, what's the... Meaning, don't take money instead. Isn't that another pasuk of Kimlei? So, Mibayle Lekidatanya. No, that pasuk is teaching me the following halacha. Minayin Shinis Arfa Egla. If we went through the process of Egla Arufa, the anonymous corpse, and we didn't find the murderer, and nobody heard about it, and he actually killed the Egla. V'yachrakach Nimsa HaHoreg, and then you find the murderer, Minayin Shin Potrin Oso. How do you know that you don't say, well, the cow was killed already, so you're off the hook? No, you don't say that. Shenamar, that's our pasuk. V'laretz lo yichupar, l'adam ha-shashupach ba. Vigomer. Right? So that's what that pasuk teaches me. Next. V'yatat tevaer hadama nakimi kirbecha lamali. What about this pasuk by Egla Rufa? Right? Remove all of the, blood, from amongst you. Lamali. Mibay lilikatatanya. Minayin lemumasin besayef shumin atzavar. How do you know that when you have somebody who's chayev hereg, chayev sayef, it's from the neck? We compare all murderers, a murderer is chayef sayef, a rotei is chayef sayef, to egla arufa, malahala minatzavar, akshofchei damim minatzavar. Just like there, it's minatzavar, from the neck, so too by the cow, so too here, ayim malahala bakofitzu mimol oref, afkan bakofitzu mimol oref. What, over there is from the back of the neck, and with a big chopping knife. So why don't you say that also by Sayif of Chayvi Mises Besdin? Amar Nachman, Amar Abba Ravua, no, Amar Kra, V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha. Barar lo Misa Yafe. Even when you're killing somebody, which Besdin hardly ever did, maybe once every 7 years, once every 70 years, whatever it is, very, very hard to put somebody to death, but whenever Besdin did that, so then you have to do it in an acceptable way even for this person. And we think about what, from his vantage point, and therefore we do it in the fastest way possible, right, so they're not tortured, and in a way that he, a little as least embarrassed as possible, still fulfilling the requirements of the Torah. Bar lo misa yafe. Period. What's fascinating, and we mention this whenever this pasuk comes up in Shas, is that there aren't any Gemaras out there that talk about v'yavta recha kamocha in the normal terms. Like when we hear v'yavta recha kamocha, what would we say? Be nice to people and do favors for them. And you look in the Gemara, you look in Shas. Where does V'yavta recha kamocha come up? Very few places. Kill people properly. You know, look at your wife before you marry her, so you don't run into problems later and you don't think she's attractive. And then it'll lead to terrible problems. That's V'yavta recha kamocha. That's where it comes up. Those are the examples. Okay, so the Rambam and the Rishonim use it, obviously, more expansively. And the Rishonim on Chumash and Parshas Kedoshim talk about it. But in the Gemara, it's very, very scarcely used. And even Beis Hillel, in the famous story of the Ger in Shabbos Laman Aleph, doesn't even quote the pasuk, right? For good, not for now. Why not? But he quotes the negative, right? What you don't want done to you, don't do to your friend. But doesn't quote Beis Hillel. So says Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos Sanhedrin, where this comes up in the Brolo Misa Yafa case. Tosfos says there Mem Hei Abad Aleph. Well, you know why? Because V'yavta recha kamocha is difficult. Because you have the other halachic principle against it, chayecha kodman. So how can it be V'yavta recha kamocha? Right, remember the jug, you only have one canteen in the desert, so you take it. Right? But chayecha kodman, I V'yavta recha kamocha. So chayecha kodman, so that's why, says Tosfos, it's more limited. If you look in the Shita B'Kubetzes right here, he says, of course it applies everywhere. Just look in the Torah. The Chidushim are, even in these unusual cases where you might think it does not apply, it applies. You might think you're killing somebody, what do you care about him? V'yavta recha kamocha. Even in that case, brar lo misa yafe. Right? That Tosfos, by the way, I mentioned about Chayecha Komen, is echoes of the Ramban. The Ramban in Chidushim says, uses the Lashon of V'yavta recha kamocha being derech guzma. Because it's impossible. It's impossible that we have the exact same feelings for somebody else as myself. Exactly the same, kamocha. So Rabban says to do the best you can. What it means is, in terms of actions, in terms of feelings, it's very hard. But again, that relates to like Tosfos says, because literally it's hard. So the Gemara uses it in specific cases where we can understand. Again, I think the question is probably better than the answer in terms of this ha'ara, but it's definitely an important ha'ara to be aware of. Okay, there are more psukim related to this, but we'll stop here by Kol Cheirim, and Hashem will continue with getting into differences tomorrow between Ones and Mefateh and other issues that come up in our parak. Okay, we'll stop here.